continue to be professional. Make a list of the top 15 folks that are crucial to your success. Certainly your boss has got to be right at the top of that. There's probably some distributor executives and maybe distributor salespeople, and I'm not sure, but certainly some distribution people crucial to your success. An AE could be crucial. You need to take a look at these people and what are you doing proactively? Like, one of the things I used to think of, well, everybody's going to like me and everybody's going to help me. You know, it doesn't work that way. There are some people that create the atmosphere to make you want to do something for them. How do they do that? Well, there's a lot of ways to do it. One of them is keep a track of people's birthdays, lots of people's birthdays. And when something happens on a birthday, you give them a call and say, hey, you know, happy birthday. How are things going? Find somebody's out of work, one of these critical people. Maybe you can help them find a job. Maybe you can help them succeed at something they're trying to achieve. Maybe you can send them articles and so on. This is proactively creating an environment so these 15 key folks will want you to succeed. It's a proactive thing. I would recommend those of you who are new in your territories to go out to seek out these 15 folks, find out as much of them about them as you can, their families, whatever it is, and then try to establish a little plan. What might that plan be? You know, it could be somebody at headquarters, maybe, and I don't know, but let's say you got some huge customer in your business that does a lot of, let's say drilling, and there's an expert at headquarters that knows a lot about drilling, then that individual might become a key individual to you, and you want to get them out into your territory to help you and that sort of thing. If you have an adversarial relationship with a number of these 15 key people, it's virtually impossible for you to succeed. And I have friends that say, oh, I hate my boss. I hate going to work. And my wife, you know, and they run off a list, and I'm thinking, hey, that's the top three people in your whole world, for God's sake. You can't have an adversarial relationship. There's something wrong there. And if it's not usually the world, it's usually you. So you need to take a look and say, hey, you know, what can I do? What are some of the things you can do? Does anybody disagree with what I'm saying about these 15 key people? Does anybody have a list of these people? Does anybody do anything proactive to get somebody to want to help you? Yeah. What do you do? Tell me. Give me some.
I offer, if I'm strong at something, I offer that to them. And they're probably strong in another area that they offer to me.
Okay. So, like, for example, you might be good at doing carpentry work or, like, an electrical home wiring or something like that. And okay. Fixing boats, fishing, something? Sure. Yes.
When I go see most of mine are top customers in mine because I'm trying to figure out basically who they are still.
Yeah.
You know, I'll write down on, I'm a firm believer, we were talking about earlier, we golf and fishing and that, what we talked about, so we're kind of not talking about the same thing, and then what I talked about business, and more me shutting up and listening to him.
Yeah.
So I'll write constant notes on it.
Yeah.
Or what he said than what I said.
Yes.
Sure, so I'm not overbearing him.
Yes.
And then I can kind of prioritize it.
Okay. And there's a lot of us here that are kind of new in our territories and that sort of thing. It's a good opportunity. Just make a list of these 15. And then just look at, say to yourself, how am I doing with that person? You know? And, you know, there's a time when somebody says, they call those 15 people. And they say, hey, how's this guy doing? I mean, that happens. Your boss calls him, Louis calls him, whoever, and says, how's this guy doing? What do you think they're going to say? I want them to say, this guy's fantastic, doing a great job, or whatever. And that just doesn't happen. You got to get in there and go to like a distributor manager and say something like, hey, you know, what can I do to help you grow more profit dollars? You know, and you actually start doing some projects like setting up the telemarketing of the distributorship. We're going to be talking about that in a short amount of time. Knowing your product. You know, I think Seco does a great job at this, you know, getting all the guys back in training. And I saw how you guys knew each other from training in the past. That's fantastic. You can't know too much about your products because that's really where it starts. You know, if you don't know something about something, get somebody else in your territory. I'm sure you could get somebody from another region. You got an opportunity to meet guys from other regions, and maybe somebody's an expert in one thing or another. You got to try to find that out. And of course, Magnus is back there, the Seco Point guy and so on. Maybe he can help you with that sort of thing. And I think everybody knows that already because Magnus has been around. Read trade magazines we talked about and how to read them. Try to teach your customer something on every visit. What are you going to teach this customer to help them? Can you teach that to four or five others? I mean, that's a great way to be a better public speaker. If you're in sales training, and this group looks fantastic as public speakers, but I mean, if you're in the business of sales, you have to be able to get up in front of an audience and do a decent job. You don't have to be fantastic, but do a decent job. And the best speakers are the ones that have done more of it. Be enthusiastic. You know, that's the wheel of fortune. You work for a great company, you're alive and healthy, got a good salary coming in, nice cars and so on, and good camaraderie. Be happy about that and focus on the positive. Nobody likes a complainer. A book that I read many years ago, which I think is really good, and this guy's advertising on the TV all the time, and I think he's gone overboard, but the book is very good still.